Danny Lang.
How you like that?
Kindly state your
name. Danny Lang.
I think these guys are pretty darn dope.
Tech worth of sound.
What?
Notice, they're high, so this will be a good show.
Yeah.
What you hear is real and true. No restrictions, and no names will be changed. This is of an adult nature. And if you are afraid of the truth and easily offended, then you need to turn away. If not, then welcome to Danny Land. Everything else is just regular radio.
Greetings, salutations, good morning, hello, how are you? Thanks for stopping by. My name is Danny Chekolinski. I come to you from the comfortable confines of my bunker here in West Palm Beach, Florida. And this is Danny Land. Hillary Clinton is running for president for the Democrats. I hope we all understand that. But she has this habit, or she did have this habit, of when she was down in the South, she would put on this southern accent. Well, she was doing an interview in South Carolina the other day, and are you kidding? What are you, Rich Little? You doing impersonations here? Listen to the accent, the southern accent that Hillary uses when she talks to people down south.
I'm not running for my husband's third term, and I'm not running for Barack Obama's third term. I'm running for my first term, but I would be remiss if I didn't continue some of the good policies that both of them followed.
Really, the only thing missing in that audio exchange was, maybe Hillary at the end going, "You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com." Yeah, it makes me wonder what you're going to do when she goes to Harlem and she's on the campaign and she picks up the mic. "Well, hello there. Nobody know the trouble I've seen." I mean, come on. Just be real. Be who you are. I'm very, very excited about the GOP debate coming up tomorrow night. The Donald Trump show, whatever. But Chris Christie, he made the cut. He's the fat guy from New Jersey. Very uncomfortable things he was saying. He's talking about, his faith, which, first of all, you know what? The separation, church and state, I really couldn't care less what faith you have. Okay, can you fix the country? That's it. But he was talking about his faith, Chris Christie now, and him being nude and having sex. Listen.
"I'm a Catholic, but I've used birth control. And not just the rhythm method, okay? So, my church has a teaching against birth control. Does that make me an awful Catholic? Because I believe and practiced that function during part of my life? I don't think so. But you know what? I'm only going to find out when it's my time to be judged."
Oh, dear God, you got to be kidding me. Hold on, I'm pinching myself. I'm feeling some pain, so this must be real. How does that solve the 96.5 million Americans out of work? And, I'll tell you what, foreign policy. We signed this stupid deal with Iran that basically is going to allow them to, they're going to blow us up in probably about 2-3 years, by the way, because of this agreement. So what are we going to do? So what the hell am I supposed to do with this knowledge here, Chris? I'm worried at night about the safety of our country, the defense of our country, but I will sleep well. I will sleep well knowing that I'm safe, my family's safe, my friends are safe, because you know what? If there's any type of threat to our country, Chris Christie will be inside Iran ejaculating on everybody with a turban. Dude, look, I don't want to know about your sex life. It doesn't, stop talking about that. Address the issues. There are so many things to fix, and it doesn't require you being nude. Actually, there's a story about Christie being nude. Anytime I hear the subject nude or naked, I think of this, one of my most embarrassing moments. All right, follow me here. I'm working in Cleveland. That's got to be 97, 98, something like that. And you know, I'd get up early to prep for the show. I'd get up at 1 o'clock in the morning, and then I'd leave the radio station probably about, 11:30, noon. I'd eat lunch, and then I'd have to take my three-hour nap in the afternoon. So I would nap on the couch in the living room. Doorbell rings in the middle of my nap. Now, of course, I'm wearing my boxers and nothing else. But, the boxers are the long boxers, and, pretty much look like shorts. And hardly anybody would ever ring my doorbell. So I'm like, who is this? Probably about 2:30 in the afternoon. So I open up the door, and I'm standing before me through the storm door, if you will, was this Girl Scout, and she's hawking some cookies. And she goes into her, Girl Scouts are so cute. They got the little sales pitch that they memorize. And, I have a soft spot in my heart for children, because they're not messed up like adults are. They're still innocent. They still have a chance. So this young lady goes, she's talking about, we have these, and then she stops in the middle of her sales pitch. I'm like, what's going on? And she says in that little Girl Scout, probably 8-year-old voice, I have to go. And she walks down my steps and she walks to the driveway. She gets in the passenger seat of her mother's car. I thought, that was rather odd. And then I happen to look down. I happen to look down at my own shorts. And I really don't know how to put this any other way than to be brutally honest with you. My penis was hanging out. Yeah. Yeah. So you can imagine my OCD as it starts to spin right now. So, she comes back to the car, sits down, she's talking to mom, and mom goes, what happened? I mean, it turned around, and she tells her mom what happened. So for the next, 5-6 hours, I'm peering through the Venetian blinds, waiting for the SWAT team, waiting for them to surround my house and take me down to the, some pedophile congregation area. Are you kidding me? This and to this day, it's the reason why I never answer the door. Somebody rings the doorbell, I'm not expecting them, I'm not going to the door. That's a good recommendation for anybody that sleeps in their boxers. All right, onward. Actually, as we are on this riveting topic of the male penis, there is a story that's front page news on the New York Daily News this morning, and it has to do with Lenny Kravitz's penis. Breaking news right now about Lenny Kravitz's penis. All right, do you know who Lenny Kravitz is? The musician, great guitar player. Are You Gonna Go My Way? Here's a snippet. All right, here we go. Front page of New York Daily News. I'm looking at it right now. Here's the headline. Lenny Kravitz rips trousers on stage, accidentally shows his manhood to thousands of fans. There's a freaking video, and there it is. Bang. His fine ebony tool, it's right there. Looks like a bookmark. Here's the weird thing, is what Steven Tyler... hold on a second here. Steven Tyler, lead vocalist of Aerosmith. He actually tweeted about this. He said, and forgive the language here. Dude, no underwear and pierced. Fuck me. You never showed me that shit. All right. First of all, we all know now that Lenny Kravitz has a pierced penis. And that is called a Prince Albert. And that's where they actually... I can't even explain the process, but it goes through the... here's an eighth grade term for you. It goes through the glans. What's the glans? That's the German helmet. You know what I'm talking about? The head. It goes, yeah, exactly. Who wants that done? All right? Secondly, there's going to be a lot of things going on in Steven Tyler's life. He is the lead vocalist of Aerosmith, former judge on American Idol. There's going to be a lot of things that demand his attention, that demand his response. And he took time to grab his smartphone. And apparently he was taken aback. Maybe not offended, but he was surprised. He was surprised that his friend Lenny Kravitz never verbalized in confidence to Steve that said, hey, you know what? I got the I got this freaking beard tab that's going through my penis. That's a personal thing. It really is. You know? I mean, of all the things that Lenny Kravitz didn't do or should have done, that's what you pick out to start an argument? No, actually, let me go back to the text. No underwear and pierced. Fuck me, you never showed me that shit. Oh, okay. So he did. So Steven Tyler didn't want. It would be rude just to tell him. It would be like, hey, man, guess what I did this weekend? I went down to the, you know, the piercing shop and, you know, I got an arrow shot through the head of my schlong. No, he doesn't want that. So I have to imagine this in my mind. Where is the proper place? You know what? The only scenario I can think of is if both Lenny Kravitz and Steven Tyler were in a public restroom side by side in the urinal, and Lenny Kravitz just went and nudged Steven Tyler, you know, as they were relieving themselves in the urinal. And Kravitz would just go, "Yo, bro, look at this," and point down. So evidently, that is what Steven Tyler wants. This world is nuts. You know that, don't you? Absolutely freaking crazy. Front page, New York Daily News. Lenny Kravitz got a fucking toaster through his dick. Amazing. You want to know how screwed up this country is? Well, then I'll give you an example, all right? Earlier this morning, I had a phone conversation with a friend of mine. She happens to work for a disability attorney, actually a disability firm. And we were talking about, cases, and in some cases it takes like 2 years, to have the disability case heard in front of a judge. There's like three, you apply, you're either denied or you get it, then you apply again, you get your appeal, and if that doesn't work, then you go in front of a judge. Does that make sense? All right. Here's the case. The guy is sixth grade education, truck driver. Hispanic, has this horrific accident in which he barely survives. And he's got the pins, he got rods in his back, and it's very difficult for him to even maneuver. So you're saying to yourself, self, this sounds like a pretty much no-brainer. Black and white, boom, you're going to get the disability. And my friend thought the same thing. But the government, their job is to go through, the list of available jobs in all different types of skill levels. And they determined, our government determined that this gentleman with the pins in the back and the sixth grade education, the horrific pain he goes through, he qualifies as a, ready, sword swallower. I'm not making that up. Evidently, they thought he was qualified to be a sword swallower. Well, to make a long story short, thankfully, when they got in front of a judge, the judge looked at it. And again, just like 2 years after they originally filed, the judge looks at this decision. So, look, forget it. Don't even speak. I don't want to hear anything. Your client gets disability. Now, that is just a smidgen, and I really don't know how big a smidgen is, but hopefully it's very small, of what goes on in this country on a daily basis. If this country's like Radio Shack. It should have been closed years ago. Okay, so I got the stupid internet on, and I have three computers in my room going at all times. Three computers and two TVs. I'm a news junkie, and I just noticed on one of the computers breaking news that ISIS is all set to behead somebody. And here we go again. I'm gonna find a new trick. Okay, cutting people's heads off—it's old. Been there, done that. So that's what ISIS is planning on doing. Which I bring this up for a reason, because I can make fun of our sheriff. what was it? July 29th. He was all over the TV station here in West Palm Beach talking about how he may have stopped an ISIS recruit. Yes, because oh God, I can't make this stuff up. Because Somebody posted something on some other person's Facebook that, you know, perhaps was could be, I guess, interpreted as trying to recruit one into ISIS. Okay. All right, listen to Sheriff Cowbreath explain exactly what happens. I can't make it up.
It led to it because somebody knew and was comfortable enough to contact one of our analysts and one of our people that interacts with them on social media. They saw something on their accounts and interacted with somebody that they knew was trying to radicalize them and was part of an ISIS movement.
Ah, okay. Now I know what that poke me feature on Facebook is all about. You know, if you, it's obviously a tool that is used by ISIS to recruit you. Poke me. Hey, you know. Good God. Really? Oh, or maybe this person in question actually posted posted some sort of meal that they were going to make. Yeah, they posted their dinnertime meal that they made from an ISIS cookbook. Better get over there right now. Okay, so there you go. Danny Land Podcast 2 in the books. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it very much. And we will catch you hopefully tomorrow, okay? Next.
Danny Land.